welcome to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news, what we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUFB. We're TLUFB!
Welcome to the Level Up Show Podcast. I'm hosting for some reason. I'm Ralph. Hi. Derek's here. Hello, Derek.
Hi, hello. Hi, I'm here, thankfully.
Derek, we're going to break the ice.
I like ice breaking.
Yeah. Random question generator time.
Oh, this is good. Okay.
Wow. This was very good.
Oh.
What's an unpopular opinion you have?
That Brock Purdy's a good quarterback.
Okay, that's the correct answer. Okay, well, here, I'll go ahead and, you want me to ask myself?
I was going to say, what about you? Do you want me to pull up a, I can pull up one too.
Well, unpopular opinion that I have.
What is your unpopular opinion, Ralph? Please tell me.
Metroid Dread is a piece of garbage.
That is a very unpopular opinion. That is true. Yes. Okay. My opinion might be only unpopular with one specific person. It might not be shared with the world, but maybe some people.
I mean, I was looking forward to watching some Brock Purdy because I hadn't seen him play yet.
Yeah.
And then get to see him play.
Yeah. Fucking goddamn dude's got to have Tommy John surgery. It's kind of nuts.
Yeah. That's, man.
One hit.
What a... I mean, like, you know, he's gone on a pretty amazing ride.
Yeah.
You know? So it's what he's got to do has been probably really nice, but man, what a way to end it. That sucks.
I mean, to literally have to say, like, I cannot throw. Like, the job you need me to do, I physically am unable to do this job. And then to have to go back out there and still do the job that you said, hey, I can't do this, but you got nobody else. Crazy.
How disappointing.
Random question generator. That was fun.
Well, okay. I was going to do that. This was what the bit we were going to do with Ryan, who's not here. His PC's having problems. I was going to hit you with a random question, and I was going to hit him with one, except the question would be, why is every game that you like basically a poor man's Breath of the Wild?
So random. You didn't type that in there. Look, it just popped up. I just hit random.
Oddly specific.
Very, very, very specified to your genre of video games.
But I'll have to save that for next time.
No, he's not listening to this at all. I don't know that he listens when he's on.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Ryan's not here.
Sorry, Ryan. He might. I mean, for all you know, maybe this is the Paul Pierce PC problem. He'll just come back after pooping at halftime and come back and have a great game.
Okay. Yeah. Anything is possible. Wasn't him, but you know,
exactly
same team.
Right. Yep.
I guess
it's the same dream team, the Celtics dream team.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's Big Baby when you need him?
Oh man, he's a terrible analyst on ESPN now, and he is a lot bigger than he was.
Is he on there? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man, I thought, didn't he get arrested for having, or he had like hundreds of thousands of dollars on him on some plane?
Yeah, no, I don't, can, yeah, he's on like, I saw him, it's been a little while back, but when we were in Omaha for that Manchester Orchestra concert, that morning he was on talking about basketball with Stephen A. Smith.
Oh,
and he looks rough.
The biggest baby.
The biggest of babies.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe it's just the beard. Here's a picture that doesn't play on air, but he looks a lot. His face looks a lot larger than it did before.
Well, that's Kendrick Perkins.
Who am I thinking of?
Glenn Davis is what.
Oh, yeah. You're right. My bad.
No. Yeah. Perk's still around. Yeah.
Yeah, Glenn Davis is not doing anything. Sorry, I get them mixed up because they look pretty similar without a beard.
He's probably got a rap sheet. I mean, yeah, Perkins was on the Celtics.
That's who I was thinking of.
Right. Yeah, okay. And then every other team.
Yeah. Yep, right.
Not the same time.
Pretty close.
So, how are things?
Oh, things are good. Things are busy. It's been a really bad video game playing week for me, unfortunately, which we'll get to. But you check out that Last of Us show yet, Ralph?
No. Man. I don't know. The problem, the newest problem is it looks like it could be scary in spots, and usually the baby bird is around.
Oh.
And like, we were watching, started watching some show the other day, and like at the very beginning, some guy with a ski mask was on, and his voice was distorted, and she did not like it, so we stopped watching it. And,
sure. Yeah. I had that, I didn't have a, I wasn't the same problem, but the same problem, I think one time we tried to start watching Barry. You ever seen Barry?
Oh, yeah, I love Barry.
Yeah, but except the part where the first scene in Barry is him fucking some chick, and it's just like full on sexy time happening on the television, and the child was like right there. I'm like, well, we can't watch this with the kids around, so we never watched Barry. But yeah, I believe the first thing that happens in Barry is some boning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember, but it's just still worth watching.
I do want to watch it. I just, it was like, well, can't do this because there's kids around. Which was always kind of an issue because, you know, there's kids and you can't watch things like that. So I wouldn't say The Last of Us has too many jump scares yet. I do feel like it's probably going to build to some of those at some point. It's much more suspenseful, but only in certain spots. There's a lot of exposition that's happening. And like this last episode had like zero like scary stuff at all, really. It was like super duper fucking emotional. So, I mean, if you have an emotional bone in your body, you'll probably well up a little bit, but,
not much.
I sat there and cried like a girl, because I am one. Apparently and I know the internet's all over this, and so I sound like another broken record here, but, Murray Bartlett and, why am I blanking on his name? Ron Swanson, Nick Offerman, put on a ridiculous pair of performances in that episode. Murray Bartlett. He apparently is in The White Lotus, which I've never watched, but people know him from The White Lotus.
I think he was in Welcome to Chippendales.
Okay. Perhaps. That
name sounds very familiar.
Yeah. Apparently he's an English actor. He's actually an English gay man. And so he kind of, they tried to cast an actual gay man for the gay role of Frank with Bill and Frank. Spoilers. If you've never played The Last of Us, but yes.
He's Australian.
Oh, sorry. Australian.
That's what this says. I mean, they have the same similar accent. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's also a gay man in, Welcome to Chippendales.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's pretty good in that too.
Yeah, he was quite good in this. Absolutely phenomenal. In this episode and the story they told between him and like I said, and Nick Offerman. And again, you know Nick Offerman as this gruff, you know, Ron Swanson-ish type character, and he's got those parts to him as Bill, but there's definitely, and you know, for some people, I still think that like the topic of gay love and gay sex and that like type of relationship can still be hard for people to watch, I guess. I think that's still a thing probably in the world. That shit,
Missouri it is, yeah.
That shit does not bother me one bit. And like I was sitting there like the episode just crafted love so extremely well from like simple things, you know, the idea of not talking to a person in 4 years, right? And then the idea that maybe Nick Offerman's character hid his sexuality literally his entire life until this very moment. Like, imagine all like those feelings in a person and just the way that they were able to express them both verbally, physically, and nonverbal, in physical communication. It was some of the best TV I've ever seen. Like I said, I was sitting there crying during the episode. And I'm like, why? Like the, you know, the opening scene of The Last of Us, that makes sense, right? Like you're going to cry. That's a thing for me. But this was just like, you know, from a guy who's pretty in touch with his emotions, like being able to watch, there's a scene where this isn't really a spoiler. They eat a strawberry, but they haven't had a strawberry in 15 years, right? Like, and just like that joy of eating a fucking strawberry for the first time in 15 years and the way that they're able to display it. And just like, it's so like the smallest things, but the way that they do it is so large. And like trying to put yourself in those shoes, right? And like live through those characters. And, you know, I don't give a fuck about a strawberry, but goddamn it, if I hadn't had something that I really enjoyed for 15 years and you got to have it when you never thought you would again, like that's nuts. That's a nuts mindset to put yourself into, you know?
Yeah. Nah, I'm going to have to watch it. Like, it sounds really good. Have you watched, this has nothing to do with that besides Nick Offerman. Have you watched The Great North? Because that's a great show.
What's that?
That animated series on Fox. He's the dad in it.
Never seen it. Beef. Didn't even know. Beef you said?
Beef Tobin is his name. Yeah.
It's a good name.
One of the kids is Ham. One of them's Wolf. One of them's Moon.
Okay.
And the girl is Judy. I don't know why. But
Great North. Yeah,
I don't know. I'm impressed because, like, Bob's Burgers continues to be horrible.
Oh, it used to
be, it's gone downhill so bad. Family Guy obviously went downhill so bad. Oh, I mean, it could have picked up here recently. I haven't watched it in years. But Great North, it's a really good show.
You know what show might still be okay, but is going to go through a little bit of a rough patch? Old Rick and Morty.
Yeah, like I think they can.
They'll probably salvage it.
Yeah, I think they can find soundalikes to where it works. Because I don't think, because they have other people writing it anyway.
Yeah, like, I've never seen an episode of Rick and Morty, so I have no affinity for Rick and Morty. But that shit with Justin Roiland sounds absolutely nuts, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
innocent until proven guilty. I'm not saying that he did all those things, but. That's a rough line to walk.
Yeah, and they have to distance themselves from that. Like, that's the world we live in. And I hope that stuff didn't happen, but,
right.
You know, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not going to say he's getting a bad rap or anything, because I shouldn't say this, but I always say where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right. Well, so, and at the end of the day, if you put yourself in a situation where this could even possibly be a claim, you've already fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean,
look at Trevor Bauer. Nope.
Yeah, right. I mean, well, but on the flip side, then you look at somebody like Ezra Miller, who absolutely did some crazy shit, and they're still going to push that Flash movie forward. Like, there's no problems.
Well, because money's more important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, money's not important to Batgirl, because that movie's apparently trash, but we're going to put out the Flash because money, more money. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean. We're in a weird world, but
you ain't fucking kidding, buddy. And I think it's only gotten weirder since the pandemic.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Speaking of DC really quick, did you see that James Gunn come out and talked about his layout for the DC future?
No, I have not.
So you know that he's now the head of DC, like, creative, essentially, right?
Yeah, which is so weird, but
very weird. But he came out and laid out, like, hey, here's what we're going to do. Like, this is season, you know, years, whatever roadmap for the movies. The Flash movie apparently is the big reset, quote unquote. So I'm guessing they're doing some kind of reshoots, perhaps, you know. They're doing a Superman Legacy movie. It's called Superman Legacy, rather. It's being written by James Gunn, coming out in July 2025. They're doing a movie called The Authority, which is apparently a group of characters. I'm gonna move through this pretty quick because some of this doesn't sound interesting or I need to see more. The first true Batman movie they're making in this new DCU is Batman Brave and the Bold, which they are doing the Damian Wayne Robin, which is cool.
Okay, I think
that's interesting. Not Damon Wayans, but that would be even better. Just make Blank Man too, and we're fine.
Yeah, I'll see that.
Hell yeah. Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, they're doing that based on a run that just came out last year, comic book run of Supergirl. They're doing a Swamp Thing movie, which has got me real excited.
That's hot.
Fuck okay. Yeah. Way excited about that. TV shows, they're doing a Creature Commandos TV show. They're doing a strictly Amanda Waller TV show with Viola Davis, which is cool. I thought this was a joke because I remember, I think Smith talked about this quite a bit, Kevin Smith. They're doing a Booster Gold TV show.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of Booster
Gold. They're doing
more of Ultimate Alliance.
They're doing a Green Lanterns TV show just called Lanterns with Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart, which got me excited because I think the Green Lantern in general is a cool concept. And then they're doing a Paradise Lost TV show, which is essentially just the way he quoted it was like Game of Thrones, but on the home world of Wonder Woman. I can't say that word, but so yeah, like, I mean, that's like I think he said an 8 to 10 year roadmap of those movies and TV shows. He put out like a little 6 minute video kind of talking about it. And then answered some questions, apparently talked about, Matt Reeves, Batman stuff will exist separately. The Joker movies with,
Joaquin
are separate. And so I don't know. It sounds like at least somebody's trying to draw a through line with the DC stuff, which has not been done since they reset everything back with Ben Affleck. So, I don't know. I'm hopeful for this, but it's also kind of humorous to me that they spent so much money touting this Black Adam movie with The Rock and he's nowhere near any of this stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Did you watch that?
I did not watch. I just didn't have any interest in it, honestly.
Yeah, it sounded like it wasn't good, but I never even heard of Black Adam until that was coming out.
When it hit HBO Max, I was like, maybe I'll watch it, but I'm just like, I just have no affinity for this character, and the stuff around it wasn't great. Tony liked it a lot. I didn't have a desire to see it. So he also commented on Henry Cavill, which that was a pretty big deal after he bailed on The Witcher because it sounded like he was going back to Superman and then he got bounced from Superman. And all he said was like, hey, we didn't fire Henry Cavill. He just wasn't hired to do Superman anymore. It wasn't like there's bad blood necessarily. He was just, we're going in a different direction. So.
And why wouldn't you, No.
I mean, really, why wouldn't you? I mean, I think Henry Cavill was fine, but I think Brendan Routh was a pretty good Superman. I mean, I'll still hold to that. I think he was a fine Superman.
I will just say that I haven't liked any Superman-related film that I've seen. I haven't seen the old ones.
The Reeves ones, yeah.
I was going to ask, how is James Gunn going to get Lollipop Chainsaw into the DC universe? Because he needs to do that.
He said that he is also in charge of the DCU video game stuff. I mean, I think it could happen, right? Why not?
Yeah, slap the DC logo on Lollipop Chainsaw. Put it back out.
Remake it? Listen, it's the world of fucking remakes. So why couldn't you do this and slap a DC logo on it?
I mean, it could be Harley Quinn related, right? Somehow,
why not?
Not that I know anything about any of this, but I just remember he wrote at least part of that game, which was weird.
Yeah, that is kind of a strange thing that he was a part of that. But you know what? Stranger things have happened. There could be a sequel to that we don't even know about.
I've heard rumors of a remaster or something. But
there you go.
I don't know.
Suda's got nothing else going on, right?
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably making some other No More Heroes game.
Yeah, No More Heroes 5. They're going to skip 4.
Say Goat Simulator skip 2, so I get it.
That's true.
Speaking of the news.
Oh, yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please, quite.
Nobody's going to be at E3 2023, it sounds like. Just like nobody was at E3 2022, which also didn't exist.
Or 21.
I don't even remember that.
Or 20, yeah. Nothing exists. Literally, we were born after the pandemic. We're just here now. We just live here.
Yeah.
Is this a surprise?
Not really. I mean, this is just going to be like some kind of like esports event or something, right?
I don't. At this point, I don't think they should even do it. I mean, what's the drive? Like, okay, so we went to PAX, right? I wanted to go to PAX because I wanted to go to a gaming convention. Why did you want to go to PAX?
game convention, see all the games, you know.
And so, like, and the idea of going to California was just kind of insane to me. Like, that wasn't going to happen, right? Like, to me, I was just never going to make that happen. But I was going for the games. So if you're telling me the games aren't going to be there.
I mean, they could. So, okay, PAX South doesn't exist anymore, but
RIP.
PAX East and West still do, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Or whatever they're called. I was going to say they could try to, like, shift this into some kind of indie thing, but that's really, I mean, I don't know if that's what PAX is anymore, but at least that's what it started out as. Because I don't know otherwise. I mean, well, who else is left who isn't owned by Microsoft or Sony?
I mean, like Sega?
Like Sega, Capcom, Konami.
Yeah.
And, like, they're not, I don't see any of them being there. Like, maybe Capcom, but I doubt it.
Like, at this point, can you, business-wise, make sense to run a convention over X amount of days when no one's going to be there, nobody's going to have games, and there's not really a way for you to draw revenue? Like, what is the revenue plan if none of these people are there? And also... And also, when they say they're not going to be there, does that mean they're not going to have a presence on the floor still? Or does that just mean they're not going to have a showcase? Because that could be a difference, too.
It kind of sounds like they'd have nothing.
That's how I took it. But, like, if you said, hey, Sony's not going to be presenting a showcase here, but we're going to have Street Fighter VI and whatever, you know what I mean? Like, Tekken or whatever the fuck they've got coming out. If they're going to have those, like... maybe, but to me, it sounds like everyone's walked out. Everyone knows the last breath is coming. Just kill the fucking thing.
I think they got to turn it into something else. They got to pivot somehow. Like, I don't know. It might be neat if they turn it into like some kind of, or like have like indie stuff or whatever's there, and then like have esports stuff going on and have like some kind of like retro game sale situation going on, like what Ryan do it in Oregon.
Yeah, I like the idea of doing like a gaming historian type celebration thing. You know, if you were to, hey, let's gather a bunch of people around, let's celebrate these old games from that came out this year in this time, right? So, okay, 2023, let's do, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, let's go back and celebrate the games that came out that year. And some years are probably going to be hits. Some years are going to be misses. And that's where you have to balance it a little bit. But if you said, like, go pull up the list of games that come out in 2013, some pretty good games probably came out in 2013. So let's celebrate them. Let's go. I don't even know if this happened, but let's say Uncharted 2 came out or Uncharted 3 came out in 2013. Probably close.
It was probably 2011.
But then you go, 12. Okay, we're going to have a panel that is going to have Troy Baker and Nolan North and all these people from this game and Neil Druckmann. And we're going to talk, like, turn it into something like that. Maybe that gives you a reason to exist. Because right now, I'm struggling to find out why people would want to go.
Yeah. I mean, I guess... they still got some time, but I feel like they need a lot of that stuff. Probably gets planned quite a few months in advance. So
how did I miss the fact that The Last of Us came out in 2013?
Oh,
anyway, that's what I was reaching for. Grand Theft Auto 5 came out in 2013. BioShock Infinite came out in 2013. Fez, Flower, Super Mario 3D World. Like, do something in that relation. You know, Link Between Worlds fucking came out in 2013. Like,
nice.
Stanley Parable was first released in 2013. Dota 2 was released in 2013. Find reasons to create things that people want to be a part of and talk about. Because I feel like if you're just like, oh, we're going to try to dwarf what PAX is doing, I don't see them being as good at it or having people as interested.
What if... it just became an all NFT expo, you know? Yeah. It's like they're just right on the cusp of that not existing anymore. Like, this is just like how GameStop dove right in. Like, what better time?
Instead, I just want it to be a nonstop, like, make it a giant track where people could just walk, and it's nothing but street passes. All street passes, all the time. Nintendo releases a specific street pass hardware piece, and that's what we're doing. We're just walking, and we're street passing.
Why didn't they just, Nintendo just release their own cell phone? It only does street pass and calls.
There should be a street pass app from Nintendo on the phones. That would be dope. I played the fuck out of the street pass game.
I think it was a cool idea.
It was super cool. You're walking by people anyway. What's up? How you doing? Let's fucking go.
Yeah. Well,
E3
days. A game that probably isn't going to be at E3 2023. I guess Star Wars Jedi Survivor was delayed to April 28th. When was it coming out?
It's the end of March, six weeks before that date, April 28th. And that was 6 weeks after the original release date. So April 14th, maybe something like that.
Okay.
Was original release.
How do you feel?
You know, I feel like at this point, delays are just like, you know, you just get so fucking beat down having these things happen. At this point, I want them to delay games because I don't want them out unless they're ready. So,
yeah, I agree.
Delay it until it's done and polished to what you want. You know, I mean, there was rumors when Ragnarok had gotten pushed so many times, and like the last push that they had, there was rumors before, you know, after the game came out, was like somebody came in, played that game, and was like, this is unplayable. Something is wrong here. Like, it needs fixed. So, and again, that's probably hyperbole. But that was the report coming out of it. It was like, something's wrong here. It needs a through line or, you know, tidied up. So they delayed it. And Ragnarok is a fucking great game, right? Don't like the ending. Great game. So if you're saying Jedi Fallen Order needs some polish, we're taking 6 more weeks. Take 6 fucking months. I don't care. Just make sure the game's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm to the point now where it's like the less great games that I want to play come out in a year, the better. Yeah. So it's shit to make it even better, push it into next year. I don't care.
Yeah, if you said, hey, you know, we're just going to make sure that there's only one good game every month that comes out. Hey, cool. I'm cool with that. That's
more than enough.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the middle of Fire Emblem, so you probably need like 3 months at least.
Yeah, man, that's how I've been trying to treat this. It's like I'm planning out my year. It's like, okay, there's like 5 games I'm going to buy this year. I'm going to try to limit it to that. It's not going to work. But
nope.
Yeah.
Everything, okay. Everything should have goals. Everyone should have goals.
Yeah. Well, on to this next topic. So I was somewhat excited. NIS America, or NIS in general, which is a publisher of video games, had a 30th anniversary live stream on Monday where they're going to make new announcements.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah. They've published the last few Ease games.
Okay, yeah.
I love, and I've ended up buying a whole bunch of NIS America stuff for some reason, just because it seems weird. Void Terrarium's a good one. Prinny 1 and 2 Exploded and Reloaded on the Switch. That's a great thing.
You did like the Prinny stuff?
They announced 2 games from this.
Hey, listen. SteamWorld people had a whole live stream about one game, which I will say, to call back to that last week, apparently it's more SimCity and less Minecraft, and I might be into that.
Yeah, I actually listened to Nextlander.
Yeah.
Because I finally started listening to that for some reason, and yeah, they were talking about it, and I think it sounds pretty interesting.
I try it out. I will always trust Vinny. I'll always trust Vinny forever, so when he's like, hey, this is actually pretty good, I'm like, I will take your word for it, because you usually don't steer me wrong, Vinny. So I would agree that, yeah, once he started talking about it, and then I think maybe was Brad talking about it a little bit?
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, I was like, okay, SimCity I can deal with. If it's Minecrafty stuff, I don't care.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounded like it'd be, like, I'm always afraid, like, something like SimCity, at least, like, newer stuff would be, I wouldn't be able to wrap my head around.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, if it's like a simplified sort of SimCity thing, like, yeah, I might be all over that. But, NIS America announced Disgaea 7 because Disgaea sells like crazy apparently for them.
Those games are not. I don't care for those games. I've tried a couple of them, and I'm like, I can't get into this.
I played the hell out of 5, and I mean, I don't know. They're just strategy RPGs or tactical whatever.
Hold on. That's not the game I'm thinking of. What am I thinking of then?
I don't know. I mean, this guy, it's like real anime looking. It's got the prinnies in it, the penguin dudes. I don't know.
Nope. I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking of then, because that's tactical. No, that's not what I'm thinking of. What I'm thinking of is almost like a point and click kind of adventure, and there's like 4 or 5 of these games.
Disgaea. Deponia?
Deponia, that's it. Yeah, those games are bad.
Oh, I've never played any of
that. Yeah, I think I tried the first two on PlayStation, and I was like, these are not that good. That's what I'm thinking of. Sorry, I've never played a Disgaea game.
Okay, there's demos for Disgaea games. At least, I think 6 had a demo. Disgaea 7 and Rhapsody Marl Kingdom Chronicles, which... The Rhapsody series, I think only the first game was released in English, and this is the sequels. I don't remember how many, but they have never been released in English. So that's all they announced, and I was disappointed.
How long was the announcement video?
I didn't actually watch it. Okay.
I was going to say, was it like an hour just to release 2 games? It's like, ugh, gross.
This set 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Three hours for 2 games?
I don't really know.
What a nightmare.
I mean, maybe they played a bunch of them. Who knows?
This picture of Rhapsody with this angel lady nestling this little girl into her bosom is a little strange to me, but whatever.
That's NIS.
Sure.
Nippon Ichi Software.
Well, okay. Sorry it was a letdown, buddy. I know you like those games.
I mean, so this was the 30th anniversary of NIS. I think this year is the 35th anniversary of the Ease franchise. So maybe they're just going to have their own event of some sort. I don't know. Maybe not.
It's possible.
Who's some company developer called Falcom makes those, and they also make the Legend of Heroes games like Trails of Cold Steel.
Yeah.
And then Trails from Zero came out last year. There's a lot of them.
You got Trails games, you got Tails games, you got Ease games, you got Knees games. I mean, there's just, they're everywhere.
Don't forget X games.
You got X games, you got eSports games.
Yeah. Okay, that's the news, I guess. I don't know of anything else. There was a hot rumor of a Nintendo Direct happening this week, and I don't think that's true. But
this week? As in, like, within the next 2 days?
Yeah, like,
no shots.
Beginning of February.
I mean, I could see next week maybe, but it's Tuesday. They're going to pop one out Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday?
Maybe. Like, I think the last few times they've done it is like the day or two before. They're like, hey, this is coming.
Boy, oh boy.
I don't know. Well, there was something. I shouldn't talk about this because I don't know enough about it. Apparently a few years ago, there was some kind of eShop program having to do with vouchers where you
careful with that word.
You get like 2 new games for like $100.
Okay.
So basically you're saving like $10 a game. I don't know. They got rid of it in America. I never used it because it was digital only. Sounds like somebody leaked some kind of video where it's talking about that was coming back, and then the video was made private like instantly. I don't know how anybody watched it. There's some Nintendo of America account, I think. So I think that's going to get announced soon. So I think they just thought that was going to come from a direct. I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, we talked about it last week. Like, I'm begging for a Nintendo Direct here, but I don't know. I don't know what we're going to get.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Well, in some new mode, somebody took a screenshot of the back of the box of that Kirby Return to Dreamland Deluxe that comes out in February, and there's some mode on there they haven't on the back of the box that they have not talked about yet.
Okay.
So, they're thinking they might reveal that in a Nintendo Direct. before that game comes out, but that could just be like a blog post, so I'm not sure about that.
Just mouthful mode, right?
Yeah, you can stick the whole box in your mouth.
Yeah, it's just more, it's like the bigger mouthful mode.
Yeah, I mean, physical version only. There's no digital to do that.
Yeah,
you can put your Switch in your mouth, I guess.
Yeah, you could try to put your Switch in your mouth. Weren't people, what was the thing after the Switch came out? Was it the cartridges, right? People were licking the cartridges or eating them or something like that?
Yeah, they were licking them, and they tasted bad. And like, yeah,
why wouldn't they?
Probably would, yeah.
I don't think they would taste good, you fucking weirdos.
Yeah, I don't want to try, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all the news I've got.
Okay, well, who do you want to talk about games first, me or you?
You know, I've only played one game, so why don't I start?
What is it that you have been playing lately?
Destiny 2, huh?
Man.
It's back.
What a terrible thing for me to get into.
Better than like drugs, you know.
Yeah, that's hardcore drugs or Destiny. I would take the Destiny.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I'm spending less on Destiny than I would be hardcore drugs.
Okay.
I did
right now.
For now. I have only spent. I bought the three. So it's nuts to me. I got to look here really quick. I should have pulled this up already. So Destiny 1. You played some Destiny 1, right? You played a little Destiny 2 too, didn't you? 2-2.
I don't remember playing 2. I definitely tried one.
I remember you playing 1. Yeah, you did not care for that.
I don't work well with the online multiplayer stuff. I don't know. I'm too much of a loner.
You want to be? I mean, you could be alone, but yeah. I mean, don't forget that Peter Dinklage started off Destiny 1.
I remember that.
Yeah. Oh man, what a nightmare! I mean, he's so bored. He was so bored. He had no desire to be doing that. So Destiny 1 drops 2014, okay, and it goes, you know, some DLCs, and drops Destiny 2 in 2017. So we had 3 solid years of Destiny 1. We're on 6 years of Destiny 2. That's fucking insane.
So Destiny 2, it went free to play at some point, right? Because it didn't start out free to play.
Correct. Yeah. So Destiny 2 went to free to play, I want to say in 2019 ish, with New Light, where you could get the first 2 expansions and mess around with those. Now, what's crazy is eventually they stopped giving that out for free, because I absolutely just paid for the first 3 expansions. Thankfully, I only spent $10 an expansion, which I spend $10 on a battle pass. You do that 3 times, essentially, whatever, right?
It's not that bad for you. You're gonna pay a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, so $10 a piece to be able to get Shadowkeep, the Beyond Light, and there's one more in there somewhere that I'm blanking on currently. We get the first three DLCs. They released the Witch Queen DLC last year. In early 2022, and they're getting ready to, at the end of February, release Lightfall, which from afar looks fucking excellent. But my crazy thought process is, how is this game squeezed so much blood from this stone? Like, that's kind of nuts, because you got to remember Destiny was done by Bungie, and they got out of Activision in 2018. They were self-publishing from 2019 on, which isn't to say they couldn't do that, right? It's just, to me, I would think it'd be a little harder for companies to continuously self-publish without finding a partner. And granted, they did finally sign up with Sony last year. I think Sony took a minority stake in them sometime late last year. But still, the idea that they have self-published a good chunk of these big changes in Destiny 2, and it still has so many concurrent players, like, that is fucking impressive.
Yeah, this is, I don't know, like, knowing, like, how many, like, multiplayer games survive for years, like, all at the same time, I don't, like, there has to be, like, way more people playing games than I can even imagine.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I don't know. So Destiny 2, like, it did it ever get, like, well, not really rebooted, but like a facelift at some point?
Yeah, so like they changed an absolute, I can't even tell you all the things that have changed in this game because I don't fucking know. I'm still pretty early into kind of getting back into what they were doing. But so in 2019, when they did the new light stuff and just kind of reintroduced the entire game and campaign, basically like literally hitting the reset button. We did that just the other night. Like one of the things that you had to do was go talk to this guy and do this. And all of a sudden Tony and I were like, wait, this is literally the very opening of Destiny. Like I haven't played this since OG Destiny in 2017, but it is the exact same thing. And I think they tweaked a few things and made things a little bit better, but they've definitely facelifted to whatever degree you want to talk about, because I'm still trying to figure my way through it. It feels like, you know, the armor system, the UI itself is very busy. There's a lot going on in trying to navigate old missions, old gear, new gear. Your power level stuff is still not, it works, but there's like times where I'm looking at my menus and I'm just absolutely confused. Which is to be expected it's like jumping out of WoW and then jumping back into WoW 4 years later. That's just really hard to do. It's really hard to do.
Different game. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And like I said, I mean, there's like, you know, I don't remember there being different type of like adding attunements to your weapons or different, like there were like different slots in the weapons that you could change. Like, oh, you want this versus like small barrel, big barrel, scope, no scope, things like that. But now there's like different, literally different slots on each gun where you can slot different fucking attunements and runes and things like that. Like they've really tried to make it a reason for you to stick around and play this game and do things. And so like just trying to get our feet underneath of us and doing some missions, getting to the, you know, the higher light levels. And then we're going to be able to start doing nightfall raids and things like that. It has been very easy. And I caution to use the word easy. It has been easier than I expected it to be. Because I remember going back to Destiny at 1.2 or 3 years ago and being like, I can't. It just felt impenetrable. It just did. It just felt so massive for me to even try to figure out where I needed to start. I was like, I just deleted it. I was like, I don't want to do this. This is too much. And so thankfully having Tony there has helped because he's able to navigate this stuff. You know, he plays some computer games. He fucking playing EverQuest still, which is insane.
Okay.
He put like 4,000 hours into EverQuest last year or something like that. It was fucking incredible.
That is incredible.
So having him there to like kind of help me navigate when I get a little, because I get overwhelmed with that shit really easily. And I'm wondering how it's going to look after this new Lightfall update, because again, we're playing, it's got a season pass inside of it, because of course it does. There's all these different, like, kill so many of these and you get these points and so many of these and you get this credit, and that feels very long-term game situation. Like, hey, we want you to stick around because you've got all these things that you can keep doing to feel like you're gaining stuff, right? What I want to do right now is, like, I've got a quest board. I want to clear the quest board. Like, that is what the goal is I've got quests. That feels good. Let me go do those. Let me get better gear. Let me min-max that. And let me do the fun Destiny stuff. You know, it's the Borderlands feeling. Let me loot and let me shoot, and I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
And it's been a good bit of fun.
Okay.
It's still, again, it's mind-boggling that A, I'm playing the same character I played forever ago, but B, the fact that this game is going on, A, year 6 of being around and year 4 of being self-published, that's so fucking impressive to me.
You're playing it on Xbox,
right? I am. Yeah, I am playing it on the Xbox. And here's what I will say. It pisses me off. I don't know if this is true. Let me see if I have this picture still. Hold on. The rumored, I guess I could have put this rumors. The rumored games for PlayStation Plus next month are Ollie Ollie World, which is big thumbs up for me.
Yeah.
Mafia, the Definitive Edition.
Sure.
Evil Dead, the game. And Destiny 2 with all the DLC. Without, wow. Not the Witch Queen, but the first three DLCs. And I'm just like, I just bought those. Are you fucking kidding me? So,
well, you get to do it again, I guess, if you want.
Yeah, Forsaken, Shadowkeep, and Beyond Light are the three DLCs. And yeah, so like, and I don't know, Destiny's cross-save, cross-platform, so I don't know how that would work necessarily. Like, if I wouldn't have bought it on Xbox, if I got it for free on PlayStation, could I then use it on the Xbox? Or because Sony has a stake in them now, you know what I mean? Like, there's some funkiness there.
Yeah.
So, Okay. Anyway, that's, I mean, again, I shouldn't be surprised. A game like Grand Theft Auto V has been released 37 times and is still one of the most popular games of all time. Skyrim has been released 72 times and it's still super popular. So I shouldn't be that like mind boggled that this game is where it's at. But I am, and I'm happy for them, you know? And I really hope that, whatever Sony decides to help them do, or if we get a Destiny 3, I would play a Destiny 3. I'm in for more Destiny, clearly.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, more power to them. I don't want to play it, but that's fine.
Yeah, I need to see. I want to go look back on our notes and see the last time that I put Destiny in in a notes thing.
Yeah, you haven't talked about it in quite a while.
It's got to be a while. Here's episode...
When is Apex Legends going to... do something new, or have they?
You know, they continue to do different maps, they do different characters, and they have continued to really update that game very well, honestly. I have not kept up with it, but they have done a very, very good job with just trying to create new content. What I will say is I feel like they need a bigger reset at some point.
Is it only player versus player? Or is it
kind of enemies in it? Nope, it's 3v3. Yeah, there are things in the world that you can fuck around with now, but that is for sure PvP.
Okay, because it'd be kind of neat to have them do something like that. Or, hey, just make another Titanfall game.
I would love a new Titanfall. Episode 211 on October 17th, 2019, I talked about Destiny last. So it's been a cool 4 years ago. Okay. Anyway, so... yeah, that's Destiny.
It's good to hear.
I will say I did play a little Pocket Card Jockey on the phone.
Nice.
Still very good.
I guess I forgot that actually came out. I should download that.
Yep, still very, very good. Again, the rumor is that it might come to the Switch is coming soon. So we'll see if that actually happens. That would be cool if that hop. Hey, we get a Nintendo Direct. Maybe we'll get it in there. Why not? I mean, it's already on a phone.
We forgot to talk about the Microsoft Direct or whatever that was. That Hi-Fi Rush got released.
Yeah, I downloaded Hi-Fi Rush. I haven't checked it out yet, but I did install Hi-Fi Rush. I heard very good things. Redfall's coming out in the beginning of May, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And it's coming out on Game Pass, of course.
Yeah.
They talked about the new Forza game. And I think that's it.
That was worth talking about, I guess.
Perfect. Ralph, I will ask you about what you've been playing, and it looks like you've played a little bit of Road Redemption on the Switch.
I forgot to talk about last time because that was my
Surmise the Score game. Yeah,
from the last time we did Surmise the Score.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Yeah, so I actually haven't played Road Redemption in weeks, but what I played, that's a really fun game.
It is.
You know, it's got the roguelite trappings where you're not always making progress, it feels like, which can be disheartening. But and that game hitches a lot on the Switch.
Bet it does.
Like, it's not unplayable, but... man, it can be annoying when you're like making a turn and the game just like freezes for a second and then like, oh wait, I'm off the track.
Right.
But yeah, I think it I don't know. If Road Redemption was like $10, like I think that's like an easy sell right there.
Yeah,
like that's like something fun to just load up, wreck some stuff, murder some people on motorcycles, shoot them with a shotgun, whatever you got to do.
It is a very, and it's a very pick up and go and like play pretty quick, right? Like a couple of rounds, a couple of tracks, yeah. Tries and do whatever and you know try to get your level up or get your gear up or whatever you're doing. Very easy to do so. So yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see them make something else, even if it was like something more akin to Road Rash, where you're actually like it's not roguelite at all,
right.
Where you're actually racing.
Just straight up levels.
Yeah, or like doing missions of some sort. Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, I mean they got missions in there, so yeah.
Yeah, take out like the different type of like you know tiers of oh spend your money here to get this upgrade or whatever. Like just give me straight up here's the weapons, here's the road, get there first. You know, give me that, and I bet that would be really fun.
Yeah, it probably would. I kind of wonder how well it did. I'm thinking not super well, but...
I also don't know that that game probably cost what we think video games cost. You know, it is definitely a lower tier, quote-unquote, a B-tier game. But I think the ideas in that game are really cool.
Yeah, and Shovel Knight's in it.
Fuck, so yeah, I forgot about Shovel Knight being in there.
I mean, I never unlocked him. I think it said you had to beat the campaign with two different characters to unlock Shovel Knight. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, no. No, no.
I feel like whenever we saw it at PAX 2017 that you could play as Shovel Knight.
I feel like that was a playable thing, right?
Yeah.
They hadn't gated it?
Yeah. Man. Okay, so didn't we see... Not related quite. Didn't we see... Like right next to that booth or close was, or maybe it was right next to Pizza Titan Ultra's booth, actually. They had that Embers of Miriam. Does it sound familiar?
No, Embers of Miriam. I thought you were going to ask about Forsaken Castle. I was like, yeah, I don't know where that game went.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That game looked, that game was awesome, but I never saw anything about that game ever again.
I feel like I Googled for it so last like a- year. I could find nothing.
Yeah, it was like college. It was like a college group of people working on that thing. I'm like, this looks awesome, and then they never did anything else with it.
No, it's weird. But Embers of Miriam, I saw was getting a physical release, so I'm pretty sure it was there. I don't think I played it. I remember the guy who was there for Embers of Miriam. I like looked over at him when I was at the Pizza Titan Ultra booth or something, and he kind of glared at me. And I, because nobody was playing the game.
Oh.
Why aren't you over here playing this? And it's like, it looked like something up my alley, but it's probably fine.
Yeah. Is this like a. Okay. All right.
And like, I may not be right about that. I was thinking that's what was there, but.
The game does not look familiar to me, but that does not mean a goddamn thing. There's trailers all the way back in 2017, so it probably was there.
Okay. But yeah, I saw Limited Run was put out a physical version of that, and I was like, oh yeah. It's like I've seen that game before.
Yeah, January 2017 is when they started their Twitter.
Oh, well, so that's...
That would make sense, because that's when we saw them.
Yeah. Okay.
Demo is playable at booth 11004 at PAX South.
Nice. Okay. That might have been it then.
Yeah, there you go. You're a lot smarter than I am. PAX South, man. What a great time that was. Fuck.
Yeah, besides me getting ill as hell. Yeah. It was pretty good.
The travel illness was real.
Yeah, something's wrong with me, but you know, whatever.
That happens. That happens.
That's right. Aside
anything else about Road Redemption?
No, I like it. It's cool.
And then you played more Fire Emblem Engage?
Fire Emblem Engage. All right, here's something that happened. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
So in the game, you find these emblems.
Of fire?
So these emblems, they're like these rings. So every character can wear a ring that like ups stats of some sort. Like some, like a lot of them are just like regular rings you could make. But there's these emblem rings which contain actual people in them.
Okay. I feel like so, I heard about this because it's got like the old characters in it.
Yeah, they're all old characters from what I can tell. So like Marth is the first one you find, and he's like the main, usually the main Fire Emblem guy that people know is the blue clothes dude. So, okay, I heard about the Fire Emblem expansion pass and how, okay, so I was like reading up on this expansion pass. I was like, do I need to buy this? Because it's $30 and it's got like 4 drops throughout the year of different things. And like some of them, it's not all like different maps. Some of it's just emblems. And I was like, well, I was reading, it's like, if you buy this expansion pass, you should buy it towards the beginning because you get these cool emblems to use. And if you buy, if you like get this after you've already beaten the game, like you're not maxing out your $30. And I was like, do I need to pay $30 to get more emblems and almost cheat in this game? That answer is yes.
My gut was saying no. Swerve.
So one of them is the three, I don't remember what they were, but the three people from three houses is like Edelgard, Dimitri, and Claude.
Okay, that okay, sounds so right.
Three of them in one ring, and then another one, well, you had to like win this battle to get Tiki, who's this lady who's been in a bunch of Fire Emblem games. I don't know. So do I regret spending $30 extra? I don't know yet. That's the first drop. I mean, you got like other items and stuff. But so this is where my thinking was. Like, okay, I guess I'll back up. I really like Fire Emblem Engage.
Hey!
I
think it's,
like, I am way into it. I'll be like at work, like walking my mail route and be like thinking about like different things I could do to improve my characters, which is not something that normally happens with a video game.
So the last time I think you said something like this was Mario and Rabbids, actually.
It was. And usually I'm just thinking like, yeah, banging with my clothes on, you know, that's a nice thing from right to hell.
Taco Bell sounds good.
Yeah. Eating Taco Bell with my clothes on.
Sure could use a cheesy gordita crunch with my clothes on.
Hell yeah. Blow right through them.
Fuck yeah. Oh man, I blew out an IV today so bad. It was bad. I was drinking coffee, we were walking around a grocery shop, and it, oh boy, I had to walk across the store. I was like, oh god.
Oh goodness. Okay, well.
Anyway, back on track. So Fire Emblem Engage is fucking great. You're thinking like about it when you're not playing it, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, and...
And now you've spent $90 on it.
Well, okay, here's what it was. Okay, so I was like, I like this game a lot. And I saw, I could have, like, after I'd already picked it up, the GameStop had the Divine Edition in stock, which is the $100 version of it, which has, like, extra trinkets and stuff. And I was like, I could get that because I still have a bunch of GameStop credit. And I was like, I don't need more things sitting on my shelf. But I could throw $30 more at it for digital stuff that will help me in the game and make it more fun, probably.
Yep.
And I still had, I just used GameStop credit on it, so it wasn't real money.
Sure.
Yeah, and I did it, and I don't regret it yet. But like, so this stuff's gonna drop all throughout the year, and it's like, am I gonna be playing? Like, realistically, if I finish this game, like I think I'm 11 hours in now, and like I've looked at like. Well, completionist is like 70 hours, and like I'm probably not going to do everything, but.
But realistically, you're probably going to put 50 to 60 hours into this game.
Yeah, if I can, you know, keep liking it.
Yeah.
But it's like by the end of the year when the last.
Such
drop
a pessimistic happens, way to look at it. Yeah, if I can keep liking it, I'll put that many hours into it.
I know how I am.
That's so good.
It's like I'll probably have the game long finished by the time the last drop comes out. So, I don't know. But
so here's an example of what you're kind of talking about, right? So when I got this, I got this on an accident anyway. But when I remember when I pre-ordered Far Cry 6, I got the like super duper deluxe edition for literally normal price, right?
Yeah.
So it came with every bit of DLC, all that stuff for Far Cry 6. How much of that DLC do you think I played?
Zero.
Literally zero of it. You know why? A, I didn't like the game. But B, because I finished the game and by the time all that shit came out, I was already done with it. So like going back to it didn't make sense with what I was doing. So buying those things in the moment can be tricky because like you're like, oh fuck yeah, I'm gonna like this game. And that was not my problem because I didn't spend any extra money on it, but I didn't know if I was gonna like Far Cry 6. And then when I was like, I don't want more of this game, like I'm good with all this fucking DLC shit. Where on the other hand, with what you have going on, you're enjoying it, it's enhancing what you're playing of the game. If you get more enjoyment out of it and you didn't actually spend any real money on it, are you out anything? No. Maybe later in the year, it like say October hits and there's like two or three DLCs that you didn't hit or didn't touch. Maybe you'll be like, man, what a waste of money. But in the moment.
Well, and I just think like if this was real $30, like I just have to like work overtime for like
a little bit,
like, almost an hour, like whatever.
Right.
Like that's acceptable.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm on chapter 9 and I think it said there's 25 chapters.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm working my way
chipping away, chipping away.
The problem is, it's like there's way too much stuff to do. Like, I mean, I don't have to do it. So between basically each main battle is a chapter, but between each main battle will be these skirmishes pop up. And they're just optional, but they'll give you, obviously you'll be able to level up your people from winning, from eliminating enemies, and you might get different items and money and stuff.
There's no reason not to do them.
Yeah, but they just keep popping up. Like, yeah. I don't think they ever stop.
Right.
And it's like, I don't need to do all of them, but I want to do a lot of them. So now, basically, I'm a few levels ahead of the chapters, which is totally fine.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's good for me because I still will lose an enemy or I will lose one of my people in a battle about every other battle. And so I'm playing casual because
I was going to say, yeah, there's no permadeath, right?
You could play on classic mode where there's permadeath, but I'm not good enough to do that.
I wouldn't do it either, buddy.
So, yeah, I dig it a lot so far. I'm pretty into it.
Don't blow your load first month of the year, though. That's all I'm saying. You're going to find one game you really like and never like another game the rest of the year. You're not going to find another game you like.
Well, I mean, I guess we may talk about what's coming out next month in February.
We are.
I guess.
Yeah.
And we'll be next month. It'll be tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow.
Not
everything comes out tomorrow, though.
That's true. But like looking at the rest of the year, like I just, it's, you're gonna have an unpopular opinion about this, but I really just want to get this finished by the time Tears of the Kingdom comes out. So that's where I am.
Hey, and I think, I mean, realistically, by the time that comes out, there'll probably be a couple other DLCs that you can fuck around with, and honestly, you could probably bide your time. Like I talked about this last year. You know, I need to not be so wanting to jump right on the gun and have that FOMO of newer video games. And that's really tough.
It is. Because I wanted to buy Dead Space so bad.
Oh, like, dude.
I gotta wait.
Yep. I was on it. Like, I was ready to go. Dead Space, let's go. And I'm like, you haven't even loaded up Callisto Protocol, you fucking dumbass. Stop talking about Dead Space. And then I watched Nextlander play Dead Space, and I'm like, God damn it, I want to play Dead Space. And I didn't. But, you know, it's like, there are certain games that I think I will buy day and date. And a lot of those are probably going to be the new IPs or, you know, newer, like Dead Space. I'm not going to, it's a fucking remake of a game that I've played. I don't need to run out and buy it. Do I want to play Hogwarts? That is probably a day one buy for me. And we'll get to that. But, you know, for what you've got going on, you can slow play Fire Emblem all fucking year long. And that's kind of like the nice part with what I've got going on with Fortnite and Destiny is, you know, A, Fortnite, I spend no money on. I bought the Battle Pass once. I carry over my coins. I buy it again. I'm putting no money into it. However, they did just drop some new Dragon Ball Z Super DLC character or, like, skins. And I really, really, really want to buy one. Really want to buy that. There's Piccolo skin, and I really want that. And there's the Isaac from Dead Space skin you can buy for $12, and it gives you 1,500 V-Bucks. So, money-wise, that balances. But either way, like, these games supplement my need to buy a brand new video game, where you bought a brand new video game, and you could kind of band-aid your way until that shit game comes out in June or whatever it is. kidding, it'll probably be fine. It'll probably be fine. But yeah, like, trying to supplement and not have that FOMO is fucking hard.
Well, and I know how Nintendo games drop in price. Like, it's pretty rare.
Right.
So it's like, I don't mind anymore. I don't mind buying a Nintendo game at launch if I know I want to play it. But, like, I mean, with, like, Dead Space, like, it sounds like it's sold really well, and I'm glad, but, like, it'll drop, like, at some point throughout the rest of the year. It'll drop $40, $30, I don't know. It's going to happen.
Not that we want to think about November, right? Because Christ almighty, it's fucking January. Tomorrow will be February. But, like, come Black Friday, Dead Space sounds like a game that came out at the beginning of the year and will probably be on the $35, $40 page of a Black Friday sale. Am I going to wait till November? Admittedly, probably not. But if I could get that game for, again, if I can beat Callisto Protocol and get that, get $30-$35 out of that, and I spend $30-$35 on Dead Space flat out of my money, honestly, that sounds like a win to me.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. And again, I played it. I know Dead Space. I love Dead Space. I don't need it. Hogwarts, brand new game. Never played it. I want to see what that game's all about. And I do want to see some reviews on it. But that seems like a game that I'll probably buy day and date when it comes out. But, yeah, I think what you have going on is a good problem to have. Having fun with Fire Emblem and wanting to have more fun with it and have more abilities to fill that time.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's like a positive step for me. Personally,
this is like a great AA meeting about video games.
Well, okay, so here I have this right handy. I bought
I also have this right handy, and I have this left handy.
Heyo. I bought this super sexy version of Fire Emblem Echoes Shadows of Valentia, the limited edition.
Okay, that is pretty sexy.
It's really big, and it takes up shelf space. Like, I have no problem buying physical games.
No.
But anymore, if it's like a big one like that, and like I didn't love that game either, so it's like, I don't know. I don't need to buy special editions anymore.
Sure. Yeah.
But and fulfill or scratch that itch somehow through a digital means.
Right. Hey, you're taking up no physical space and you're spending some digital money that isn't really real money anyway.
No, that's true. Because, like, okay, what's in here, this bonus? Like a soundtrack?
Yeah, don't like care.
I appreciate a CD soundtrack, but am I going to listen to it?
No.
Probably not. Like, I'd have to dig up a CD player at this point.
Right.
An art book. Once again, I appreciate an art book. How many times am I going to look at it?
Once.
Probably, well, maybe. I don't even know if I'll look at it one full time through. I'm not sure. So, it's got some pins in it, too. Am I going to wear the pins? No, because it's going to ruin the value.
Yeah, right.
I don't need this. I don't need these extra trinkets in my life.
Well, and it just gives you this anxiety of, like, now I have this big fucking thing that I'm going to do nothing with, and it's just fucking sitting here on a shelf doing nothing, even though you know what I mean? It just gives you this unnecessary anxiety, and it's like, just eliminate that shit.
And it's like, well, I'll just sell on eBay sometime. It's like, how many things have I ever sold on eBay?
Right. You talk yourself out of doing all the things that you talk yourself into doing.
Yeah, it's a bad cycle.
It's a rough cycle to talk yourself into it and then immediately talk yourself out of doing it after you've already spent the money.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
It's a good problem to have, though. I mean, really, it is. It's a good problem
to have, buddy. Is it?
I think it is. I think it is. It's fun for me, anyway.
Okay. I almost bought more Fire Emblem Amiibo.
Oh.
But I stopped myself because I already have four somehow.
I have a Fire Emblem amiibo somewhere? I feel like I have a Marth somewhere.
Okay, you might.
I don't know.
The amiibo do something in this game. It like, I don't exactly understand, but
I almost bought an amiibo the other day for no reason. There's a Sephiroth one that was out, and I'm like, that thing's cool. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I didn't buy it,
you scan the amiibo, you can get some kind of ticket that can give you a different outfit based on the amiibo you scanned. But it only works for Fire Emblem amiibo.
I don't know if it was during Fire Emblem or what, but somebody I saw, I think it might have been Dan Auer, who used to work for Giant Bomb. Maybe he posted a picture of like he scanned that Mario cereal that inside has like amiibo.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I have that.
Yeah, I have the cereal too. I never opened it, but he apparently like held the box up and scanned it. It was like, this has got meat in it or something. It's like, what the fuck? Like a weird currency that it gave you. And I'm like, very strange. Crazy that it worked, but.
If you scan that for Super Mario Odyssey, it did something special. Now I don't.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Call what it was.
That was a weird cereal year. I had that and I bought some Bootios.
Very nice.
New day rocks.
Anyway. Okay, well, I guess I feel like I wanted to say something else about Fire Emblem, but I don't remember. I don't know. I know Ryan picked it up. I don't know if he's played it yet.
Well, we know he's not playing Bayonetta 3.
No, he should just see if we can borrow that from him or something. That's
probably true. That's why I was like, hey, I'll buy the Dead Space copy of you. If you don't want the fucking Dead Space copy for PS5, I will buy that shit from you right now.
Yeah.
He likes holding on to his games, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if he was going to get the Xbox version instead, I could see him
letting go.
But I was surprised that had that graphical issue or whatever. Yeah. You know, might have been fixed.
I don't know why I thought that the PlayStation version would have had zero issues, but that's kind of the way I thought. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know this. I would bet even money that the PlayStation 5 version sold a hell of a lot better than the Xbox version.
At this point, I think PS5 has quote unquote won this console cycle already, I do believe.
Yeah, sales wise, I bet you're right. Like performance wise, like I don't know, but that doesn't.
Yeah, that doesn't equate sales though.
No.
Unfortunately for them.
No. So, okay. Fire Emblem, engage. I like it.
I will engage with it at some point. I was at Walmart today and I almost bought that, but I instead bought a new Apple TV because I found a $200 Apple TV from 2021 that they had marked to $71.
Nice.
And I was like, well, my original Apple TV 4K, my first gen, I got for, I think, Father's Day back in 2019 before we moved here. So it's old. And they've released a couple different revisions, and I was like, well, I don't necessarily need a brand new one, and $71 for, you know, a streaming box is pretty fucking cheap, especially Apple-related products, which are never fucking cheap, and so I was like, what's this at Best Buy? And it was $105 at Best Buy, and it was $71 at Walmart, and I'm like, this is dumb, like, this, why would I not do this? So I bought that.
Good. So not bad.
I was very, very tempted to buy Fire Emblem Engage, but I did not.
Yeah, it won't. I don't think it will work on Apple TV.
It's not going to play there. Did you know, hold on. Also, speaking of, this is completely off topic and I apologize. Did you hear them talk about on Nextlander that the What the Golf people made a different game? Another game?
What the Bat?
Yeah, what is this? Was this a baseball game? I forgot to look it up, but I just thought of this.
Yeah, I was also going to look it up, and I also thought it was going to be a baseball game. Was it in VR? Is that what they said?
Maybe. I don't know. I love What the Golf, so.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's what ridiculous. The Bat.
No, that's not on here. It's got What the Bat game. What the Bat on Steam. It is for sure a bat. It is definitely a baseball game. And nice. It looks pretty good.
Only on Steam.
VR, yep. Yeah, only on Steam, $25. When did it come out? November of 2022. So it just had very, very recently.
Okay. Yeah, it'll probably come to something else.
Oh, yeah. What that was such a good game.
Yeah. I mean,
the soundtrack.
Yeah. Me and Katie went to golf a lot.
Oh, it's so good.
I She liked it.
What the golf?
Hell yeah.
Do, 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 do. Such a good song. Anyway, anything else that you played or want to talk about, Ralph? Or should we move on to a little look ahead to the month of February?
We can do that. I mean, I wanted to play more Tales of Symphonia on the GameCube.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's like every time I was like, I'm just going to play Fire Emblem.
Yeah. I literally loaded up Callisto Protocol, I want to say no less than 3 times, and I restarted it 2 times because I fell asleep as I started to play it. the other two. So I've gotten really nowhere in Callisto Protocol. The day that I started playing it, it was last. Boy, what's today? Days are blurring together. Today's Tuesday, so it would have been last Thursday. Last Thursday when I was off, I took the kids to school, got me some Taco John's breakfast burritos because buy one, get one free. And I was like, $4 for 2 Taco John's burritos. That sounds pretty good. Came home. I ate those burritos, loaded up Callisto Protocol, and like started immediately feeling sleepy again. And I was like, oh, I could go back to sleep. Yep. So I just went back to bed until noon. My body needed it. But it was like, man, Callisto Protocol is getting a bad rap here. Like every time I play that game, I fall asleep. It's like, ugh, that's so bad.
Sleeper hit, I think.
It is the sleeper hit of the year. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, I have this list from, this is a Wikipedia list. I suppose I could use a different list, but Wikipedia is where I've got this pulled up from currently. It's a large list, but we're just going to go through here, and I wanted to see, take the pulse on, are any of these games that sound interesting to you or something that you want to look into more? And I'm going to start at the top here, if that's okay with you.
I like the top.
The top is where it's at. Football Manager 2023. I know you love some soccer, probably buying that.
Yeah. I love managing, and I love the number 23.
You and everybody else, including Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Rhythm Sprout. I have no. This seems like I would guess a rhythm game from. This is Tiny Build, a publisher of indie games. Have you ever heard of Rhythm Sprout?
I feel like I saw it on the eShop coming soon stuff, but I don't remember. Maybe it wasn't.
It is coming to the Switch. Nothing for me. Chef Life, a restaurant simulator. That sounds a little more my speed. This is published by Nacon, who I feel like we've heard of before.
Yeah.
It's also coming out it's coming out February 2nd. I'm guessing it's going to be a lot like the Overcooked games, if I had to guess.
Yeah, the simulator, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Like, is this a Wii game?
It might be.
Okay.
Have you ever played any of these Deliver Us games?
No, I don't really know if I know what it is.
I don't either. They're like, it says they consider themselves adventure puzzle games. But Deliver Us Mars comes out February 2nd, if that does anything for you. I know Garrett, friend Garrett of the show, he likes the Deliver Us games, seemingly. Fashion Police Squad. This might be a fake. I might be telling you a fake game here. This could be Find the Fraud here.
It's real. I've seen footage of this. This is a first-person shooter where somehow you're shooting people who are dressed poorly, but not like killing them. You're shooting them with something. I don't know what it is, but it looked like something I was going to look into, and I forgot.
This is like Duke Nukem-ish style graphics here with Fashion Police Squad. You're shooting them with a drip gun.
Oh, okay. This is pretty good. Yeah.
There's like an old 1840s musket you're shooting people with or walking down runways. Okay, this looks pretty dumb in a good time. These sprites, not sprites, but these eight, whatever these kind of characters are, flat 8-bit style, 16-bit style Doom. Sprites. And this looks a little ridiculous. This is probably a game, if I tried hard enough, we'd probably get a demo or get a code for. I remember when that was a thing. Yeah, Fashion Police Squad, I might be in. Put a check mark by that one. Life is Strange 2 is coming to the Switch. Puzzle Bobble? What do you know about a little Puzzle Bobble 2, Puzzle Bobble 3, Bust a Move 2 and 3?
Yeah, they were called Bust a Move in America. Yeah. Well, not anymore, but they used to be.
Yeah.
I actually have Super Bust a Move right here by me on the PlayStation.
Oh, wow. That's a baby.
That is a baby. This is a weird cover.
That is a creepy cover.
So I think that release is the Saturn versions of 2 and 3, which were only released not in America. So I guess that's cool. I don't know if you put both 2 and 3 in front of me, if I could tell you the difference. So I don't, you know. But that's cool.
Sure.
That's fine.
This sounds like a game you might know some stuff about, too. Have you heard of Helvetti?
No.
A side-scrolling roguelike. It looks to be maybe hand-drawn animation. That looks a little funky. I'm watching a trailer from Gametsu. I don't know how you say that. Gametsu. Pretty funky looking characters. It is coming out February 3rd for the Switch. The PS4 does not say anything else about the PS5 or the Xbox Series X. So, what is Joe Wander and the Enigmatic Adventures? Does that mean anything to you?
Nope, I don't know that.
Puzzle platformer, and this is in Dutch, so I'm not going to read it. Raiden 4?
I have Raiden 4.
It's a 2007. This is Cross Mikado Remix.
Yeah, I've got it on the Switch. I think it's coming out on PS5.
Yep, when PS5 maybe. And Xbox Series X.
Yeah, I got Switch years ago.
This seems like a game right up your alley because it's got a bunch of words in the title. It's done by Ridion Japan. This game is Mercenaries Lament, Silver Wolf, and the Seven Stars of the Maiden. Again, very Ralph title. Like, this sounds like, am I allowed to hang out with girls in a dungeon in the dark on a Tuesday night or whatever the fuck you played that one time?
I was looking at that game earlier today. Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
I feel like this is some kind of strategy RPG. Tactical something.
They call it a strategy RPG for sure. This is the seventh entry in the Mercenaries saga, apparently.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of them, yeah. I don't think about them, though.
I mean, listen, you're into Fire Emblem right now. It looks very similar to that.
I don't know if I could play another one right after
I hear you. Fire Emblem. big title release for February, Hogwarts Legacy. Is this, are you in? Are you out? Are you on the fence?
I think it sounds pretty cool. Like, I'm probably out. Just, like, I don't really have any affinity for Harry Potter. But I think it sounds, like, pretty neat. Like, the reviews could sway me, I guess. But we'll see.
I'm trying to see where this is at on this last Indie World Showcase. A game called Blanc. Oh, yeah, Blanc. A Texas co-op adventure starring a wolf cub and a deer. That's coming out February 14th.
You're day one.
Hogwarts. I'm day one Hogwarts. Yeah, I mean reviews could. I'm on the other way. Reviews for Hogwarts could sway me against buying it probably, but they'd have to be really bad. But the the difference here is, it's a single player game, and I kind of wish it was a multiplayer game. But I'm not mad about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll deal with it. But listen, made by the people that did your favorite Toys to Life game.
Mad Max.
Disney Infinity.
It's not the right Avalanche.
Nope. Disney Infinity, but Avalanche did, you know, Toy Story and Cars. So, I mean, listen, no better group of people to bring Harry Potter to life than the people that did Chicken Little Ace in Action.
Yeah.
For the PlayStation 2 and the Wii. Which of these games do you own? You probably own Disney Infinity in 2.0 and 3.0 and Cars 3 Driven to Win. They're all three. All of those are Wii U games. So I guarantee you own them.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, I really liked the first Disney Infinity for some reason.
I remember you liked it a lot.
And then I grew up, I guess. I don't know what happened.
Let's see. Anyway. Yeah, so I'm like, if the reviews for that game are just trash, I'll probably feel okay with skipping it, but I don't think they're going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it'll probably be pretty good. Find out.
Journey to the Savage Planet, which is a game came out last year, 2 years ago, is coming to the PS5 and Xbox Series X. NIS America Publishing, Labyrinth of Galeria, The Moon Society. Is this a day one for you, Ralph? Is this anything you're into?
I'd have to see some reviews. I mean, I think it's like a it's a first person dungeon crawler.
They call this an action role playing game here.
Okay, well, I'll have to see some footage, I guess.
Well, the Anime News Network has got a trailer for you to look at if you'd like to. Also, they have this giant box limited edition with a CD soundtrack, an art book, and a giant box.
Oh, no. I can't do this anymore. No. I'll
post the link in the chat.
I think the regular version of that game is only $40. So I'll look some footage. Probably won't buy it.
This is 100% the same games you've already played. The same anime style and all that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you've probably played this game 3 different times and don't even know it. Hey, I will say, it's a 2-disc soundtrack.
Oh, wow. Damn it.
Soul of Kronos. I don't know. This is an RPG coming out February 14th. Not much known for that. Spy Bros. Pippi and Bippi by Rar Lab.
This was a obscure, I think, arcade game that was also kind of filthy or something.
Okay.
And being modernized.
Sure. It looks like it was an arcade video game published back in 91.
Does it say by Toa Plan or whatever it's called?
Toa Plan. Erotic motifs. Arcades wouldn't buy it because of that. So we'll see what that does.
There's an Evercade cartridge just came out of Toa Plan or however it is. It doesn't have that game on it, but it's got some of their other stuff. So it's kind of neat.
A sweet B game. It might be B game of the year. Wanted Dead is what this game is called. Coming out February 14th, 2023. It could be this year's Werewolf the Apocalypse.
I've seen the box art for this game, and I was going to look up footage of it, and I never did, because it's getting a physical release, but I don't know what it is.
I'm trying to see if there's gameplay here in this trailer. The CGI, why did that just say Ninja Gaiden? What? Okay, the graphics in this game definitely look a little cleaner than Werewolf, the Apocalypse, Earthblood, Dead or Alive. There's just all kinds of they're just throwing names of video games out here. I don't know what's happening.
Probably the same guy who was behind, or who,
maybe.
I don't know.
The makers of Ninja Gaiden and Dead or Alive. So, Wanted Dead. Wanted : Dead coming out February 14th.
That be Team Ninja? Did it say that?
It doesn't. It says Soleil is the developer, and 110 Industries is the publisher. So, Returnal's coming to Windows. Don't buy that game. Theatrhythm.
There's a demo of that coming out. Oh. Which I'd like to try the demo. Like, I don't know if I want to buy the game.
But I've never played one of those games. That's coming out February 16th.
Yeah, I played one of them on 3DS. Which had the touch screen, of course. I don't know how it's going to play on the Switch. That's one of the reasons why I want to. I mean, the Switch has a touch screen, but you're going to have to be able to play it in docked mode, I would think. So I don't know how that'll work.
Rooftop Renegade, which just looks to be a endless runner of sorts, coming out on. Where did I lose that? February 17th. Strategy game, The Settlers, New Allies. Which I've never played any of those kind of like strategy games like Civ or anything like that.
Yeah, me either.
We talked about this last week. Ralph's playing the GameCube version, Tales of Symphonia Remastered, the 17th. Again, a game that you're going to be able to hold off on.
Yeah, I'll get back to the GameCube version at some point.
Wild Hearts is coming out February 17th also, and my friend Chris is trying to push me to buy this game. I don't think this is a Derek Vance game. What do you know of Wild Hearts, Ralph?
Not much, but it sounds like it could be pretty good. I was going to watch footage of it also, and I have not, because I think it's made by people. Is it Omega Force?
It is Omega Force, yep. The Dynasty Warriors people.
Yeah, so, like, I don't... Like, those games play well. It's just, like, if you can handle a Dynasty Warriors-type game. But if this is, like, a... Is it multiplayer?
It is, I believe, up to two... You can team up with two players as they progress. So I'm guessing three-player co-op.
Okay.
This is says the players can team up with two people, so that would be one plus two in my eyes. I think that's three.
Okay.
I don't know how they do it in Japan, but...
I'm interested to see how it reviews, but... Yeah, I've heard, like, or it sounds like it might be pretty good.
It looked to me, I thought it was more like almost like Monster Hunter-ish.
Yeah, it could be.
And I was like, I don't, like, I played that, I mean, I got into Monster Hunter for like a hot second, but I did not stick with it. And so I was like, meh, didn't do it for me.
Yeah, I mean, I respect Monster Hunter, but yeah.
Absolutely.
I can't ever get into it. So I don't know. It may be a little more... A little easier to get into, but maybe not.
Atomic Heart is coming out, which is the first-person shooter by Focus Interactive, who did our favorite Homefront: The Revolution.
Oh,
didn't Focus publish that?
That might have been Deep Silver who published it.
Oh, that could be.
Focus published what's that called? Plague Tale, I think.
Okay, yeah, Plague Tale 2. What a great game that was. Well, sorry, Greg Stewart.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. Well, did you say who the developer is?
Atomic Heart is developed by Mundfish.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know who they are.
I don't either. But I think they're foreign. I don't remember what country they were. Was it Russia? It may have been Russia.
Could be. I'm trying to figure out what else. Necromunda. They published the Necromunda game. Plague Tale Innocence. Yeah. Farming Simulator. Anyway, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Atomic seems like it's been in development for a century, so it'd be interesting to see how it fares as well.
Yeah, 2018 was the first kind of like time they brought that game up, and so now here we are. I remember seeing some things about it, but it did not strike me as a game that I wanted to play. So
It always looked really, like, graphically amazing, but I always wondered, like, is this a real game?
Right. Okay, yeah. I wish Ryan was here to tell us what this game is, but Like a Dragon Ishin is coming out this month.
Yep.
Is this a Yakuza game?
Yes. They don't use Yakuza anymore. All the games are going to be called Like a Dragon something from now on is what it sounds like.
Okay, and this is a remake?
I don't know. It was a Japanese game from I don't know how long ago.
2014, this says.
Okay, so yeah, never been released in America. And like, I don't know if it was a remake or they just fancied it up. There's been previews... There must have been a preview build went out recently, but people were acting like it was pretty awesome.
Okay. So, I mean, the few Yakuza games that I've played, I have enjoyed. So, not a day one-er for me though.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll drop in price.
There's a Digimon game coming out called Digimon World Next Order. The Horizon VR game, Horizon Call of the Mountain, is coming out because I believe this might be the day also that the PS VR2 comes out February 22nd, perhaps.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Kizuna AI Touch the Beat sounds like a horny rhythm game coming out from Gem Drops. Redemption Reapers. This also sounds like a fake game. This is a strategy RPG from Ad Globe, which means nothing to me.
I just read about this, like, whatever the last game they put out was, I was familiar with, was
Ender Lilies?
Ender Lilies, Quietest of the Nights. Or what?
Yep.
Ender Lilies is a Metroidvania, so that was supposed to be really good, but pretty hard, so I never played it.
This does not look like a Metroidvania.
Yeah, this is some kind of strategy RPG, I believe.
Yeah, that's a little funkier looking.
Yeah, it might be good.
Blood Bowl 3. Sure. Never heard of Blood Bowl 2 or 1.
I've definitely heard of them. It looks like it's football, but it's like turn-based. With like all these different monsters.
Nacon or Cyanide is the developer. Nacon is publishing it.
So I think the idea is cool, but yeah, I mean they're it's been around a while, so I'm not sure. It's probably not for me. But.
Company of Heroes 3, coming out for Windows. That's an RTS game. Grim Guardians Demon Purge from NT Creates. I know you're a big fan of NT Creates.
Now we're talking. This is
Now we're talking, he says. Now we're cooking with gas.
This features the main girls from
I was gonna say these ladies right here look familiar.
Yeah, I mean it's a retro looking 2D side scroller, possibly Metroidvania.
These are all buzzwords that I know mean you're gonna buy this fucking game.
I mean probably. Like I don't care at all about Galgun, but you know, NT Creates did Bloodstained Curse of the Moon, Blaster Master Zero.
All two games you liked.
Like Mighty Gun Volt Burst.
That's three games you liked, yep.
There's
a whole write-up on this fucking game. I mean, this is $25 that you've already spent, I guarantee it.
I'm not spending it.
Well, I'm just letting you know you're about to. February 23rd, 2023. Sons of the Forest, which is the sequel to The Forest, which is a survival game that's coming out for Windows on the 23rd. I don't give a fuck about a survival game.
I mean, I don't. It depends, but more than likely not.
Clive and Wrench.
Okay, yeah, this is a 3D platformer.
I love you, goddamn. That's awesome. I have no idea. This is a rabbit and a monkey.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know if it is, but it reminds me of Banjo-Kazooie or Yooka-Laylee. It's some kind of 3D platformer. It looks kind of retro.
Dinosaur Bites is the developer of this game. Oh, man, this looks awful.
Yeah, I mean, it may not be good.
What is that? What does this remind me of? This reminds me of something bad.
With Yooka-Laylee?
It reminds me of a 64 game. It's all, I don't know what it is. It might be Yooka-Laylee, but it reminds me of a Nintendo 64 game. Or like that PS2 era, 64 era type. Oh man, that like took me. That took me back. A lot of freaky
platformers back then. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that looks bad. But okay, Clive and Wrench.
Yeah, like I don't know. I've heard about it for a while, but I had no idea if it's going to be any good.
That is, don't worry, Clive and Wrench is not going to overshadow Kirby's Return to Dream Land Deluxe Edition that comes out the 24th. How do you feel about that?
I'm back and forth on that. Like, I don't know how many times I've almost bought. So that is a remake? I don't think it's a remake exactly. It's definitely a remaster of the Wii game, which I've almost bought several times, but I've never played. So I'm not sure. We'll see.
I have no affinity for the older Kirby games, and I don't necessarily care for the newer ones either, so I'm probably out for Kirby's Return to Dreamland. But
yeah, like it's got a four-player mode, which would be...
Larger mouthful mode.
Yeah, get all them.
Everybody's in there.
Like, I think that'd be really fun, four players. Like, the Kirby Star Allies also was four players, and sure. I was a loner and played it by myself.
That's all right, buddy. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Octopath Traveler 2 also comes out the same day. It's a Ryan game.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. It's coming out on everything now and not just Switch.
Yeah.
The first one came out on other stuff eventually, I think.
Yeah, this says it's dropping on PS4, PS5, and the Switch and Windows. No Xbox.
Oh, okay.
Dungeons of Aether is coming out for Windows, turn-based strategy game. Destiny 2 Lightfall, we talked about that a little bit earlier, from Bungie. Scars Above, which is coming out on the 28th of February as well. It's a third-person shooter. Got nothing really outside of that. Void, I can't say this.
Yep. Terrarium. Void Terrarium 2.
Yep. Void Terrarium 2 on the Switch and the PS4. This is right up your alley.
I mean, we got Void Terrarium 1 right here.
With a big box.
Yeah, this is the only version that was released, though, of this.
Oh, okay.
One, which was only $60. Well, only. I think I paid like $25. But yeah, it came in a big box. I don't know about the second one, because the first one, I think it's really neat, but it almost turns into like a Tamagotchi situation where you're trying to take care of this girl and she's like pooping her pants. And I'm not making this up. The second one sounds like more of the same, mixed with a mystery dungeon game. Yeah,
that doesn't sound fun.
I think it's interesting, but sure. Can I finish a game like that? Probably not.
Darkest Dungeon 2 has a TBA next to it, which is kind of crazy that that's a thing for Windows. And then a game called Sherlock Holmes The Awakened, again, is listed for coming out on everything from Frogwares.
Yeah, they make the... They're actually based in Ukraine because they had the... I don't know. I don't know if they left Ukraine at some point or they just found somewhere else to make games. But they've made a bunch of those Sherlock Holmes games within recent years.
They also did The Sinking City a few years back. I remember that game. I think Ryan might have played that game.
I think you're right. Yeah.
But that's everything for February. I mean, again, the only thing that really jumps out for me that I need to buy or probably plan to buy is Hogwarts.
That's it? What about the Destiny?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even buy the Witch Queen yet. I mean, if they end up having like a deal where I can get Witch Queen and Lightfall, Buzz Lightfall, to infinity and below, I would maybe do that. But again, I'm so early into all this other Destiny shit. I don't want to over, like, I'm already inundated with new stuff. Boy, I feel like if I bought two even more new DLCs, I'm just doing myself a disservice here.
Yeah.
Plus, no, it's not going anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I mean, that's probably the big thing for me that I'll get in February. What about you?
I don't know. I might get Kirby, but I'm not really certain. And like that Grim Guardians game.
That's 100% you're buying that game. I'm just letting you know now. I looked at that fucking game and it's like, holy shit. This is everything that this motherfucker literally puts on every one of his Game of the Year lists for the last 7 years. Holy shit. This is getting bought.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to buy it at launch. Like if they pull like one of those launch discounts where it's like 10% off, I'll probably foolishly jump in.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
But like I don't want to take away from Fire Emblem right now.
you got a while, buddy. You got a whole month till that game comes out, including with Kirby. So you're just fine.
Yeah,
but I'm letting you know. I'm letting you know by looking at this game. This is something that you're going to be talking about in a month. Like, this is, I'm like, holy shit, this is just fucking Ralph's game, right? This is, oh my god.
I just wish it didn't have Calcun characters.
That is a little weird. Hey, if you want to buy the version from PlayAsia, $78, big box. Comes with a keychain and art book.
Man, I bet it gets some kind of American release at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Seems like all that. Yeah, probably limited run, but man, limited run. I don't need to spend any real money. They're putting out this. It's not going to mean anything to you. A 6-disc version of a 3DO game.
Which 3DO game?
D.
D? I think I had D.
I have it on Saturn. And I know Ryan has it on something. Maybe he has it on PlayStation.
Maybe I think it was on PlayStation. Maybe I didn't have D.
It was on 3DO at the time. But this also has the Japanese director's cut with it.
Oh, wow. 6 like, discs?
Man. And it's like $65. Like, oh, I don't need that.
You don't, but you want it.
I need more 3DO games.
There you go. Listen, it's not like you're spending $700 on an actual 3DO.
No, thankfully I only spent maybe $100 on mine. I'm not sure. I mean, but really, it was really worth it to play something like Demolition Man.
Absolutely.
You know?
Daedalus Encounters and Mad Dog McCree are the two big 3DO games that I remember the most.
Okay, I don't have Daedalus. I do have Mad Dog 2.
Hell yeah, The Lost Gold.
Which I did not pay $5 for. I don't know where that tech came from.
I'm sure you didn't.
I don't know what I think my dad got me that for Christmas as a surprise one time. Pretty
hell
good
yeah.
Christmas.
That is a pretty good gift. Man, the 3DO.
Aforementioned
Road Rash. Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go. Anyway, yeah, that's everything for February. It's kind of a slow month. Again, more Fire Emblem for you. You ain't got to worry about anything.
No, but I mean, I think Hogwarts will be a big deal to a lot of people.
So. I really do think that the reviews are going to be a make or break situation, especially with J.K. Rowling and the whole her feelings on things.
Yeah.
But I hope that game ignores the bullshit and just is a really fun game. I really hope that they spent the time and gave that game the depth that it needs, because I feel like that is really what's going to be important for me.
Yeah. I feel like, wasn't it supposed to come out last year?
It was. Yeah, it got delayed.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be all right.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. I would guess that seems like a game that'll have reviews a little earlier than release date, you know, maybe a week early or something like that.
Yeah.
Seems like a game that will probably take a little longer to play, so I would guess that it will get to press a little sooner. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? Anything else, or should we wrap her up?
I guess that's it. We were going to surmise scores for Hogwarts.
Oh, that's right. We were.
I mean, I guess me and you can, and we'll just fly in later, and good. Then hopefully he doesn't pick something we already picked. I guess if he does, he does.
He does it, yeah. True. Fair enough.
Let's do it. This isn't really surmise the score, so no. I'm not gonna.
You're the real host anyway, so it doesn't. You're the host for everything now, so it doesn't matter.
Oh no, surmise the score. Let's. Since I'm the Harry Potter expert, I'll go with a 78. How do you feel?
I was gonna go with an 82.
82.
Okay. I do think it's gonna get some. I mean, the developer is really the only thing that scares me here. You know, if it was the Mad Max Avalanche, I would be less worried, but it's not. So,
I don't think they have really made any bad game.
No, it just feels like this feels like a pretty daunting task for a team like that. So, I'm kind of interested to see how they handle it.
Yeah, like I don't know. I'm feeling pretty positive about how it's going to turn out.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to put a 0 here for Ryan.
Yeah, but he gets anything below 78.
Okay, that's fine.
He is 0 to 78. That is what he gets.
I'm going to go ahead and write that.
And he gets, that is his free pass here. We didn't go the opposite way. You give him anything above 82. I think that's somehow worse, so.
Poor Ryan. Yeah.
Poor Ryan.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Were you going to, you might touch Callisto Protocol, maybe?
Oh, man, yeah. I need to play some Callisto. It's my weekend off, technically. So I'll have the kids. I work the next couple of days, so video game playing going to be at a lesser amount over the next couple of days. But, yeah, Friday and Saturday, got the kiddos. So I'll see if I can get them interested in doing stuff. They have been interested in The Last of Us a little bit, the TV show. And then when the coconut told them that this is a video game, they're like, oh, that's interesting. So I think they would maybe enjoy watching me play that game. So that was another reason I was tempted to buy the remaster, but didn't. And I'm glad I didn't, because I went back up to $70.
That's another game you could probably borrow off Ryan.
Oh,
maybe.
That is true. Yeah, that is true. That is true. Because I don't need to keep it. I just want to play it and finish it. So, yeah, I would like to play, fuck around with some Callisto Protocol. I need to get back to Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle, or Sparks of Hope.
Yeah.
Because I was churning away at that there for a little while, and then I just fell off. Easy game to fall off of.
yeah.
more engage for you? Anything else that you are maybe going to fuck around with?
I almost started playing Ease 8 on my PS5, but I didn't. Nothing really. Just Fire Emblem.
I'm going to buy you PS Plus for next month so you can download and play Destiny with me.
And chances of schedules aligning are very,
very listen, low. I am off every other Tuesday and I've got no kids around. So Tuesdays are kind of the day where we could fuck around and do some shit. I almost hit you up today and was like, are you doing anything with your video games or should we record something that we play together? I thought about that Monday night as I was like half awake watching the Cyclones lose.
I need to get that. I don't know. I need to get back on the YouTube train. Like I need to figure out how to do this stuff and make it work.
Get you a schedule what you want to do, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, lost my train of thought.
Yeah. But every other Tuesday I am wide open usually. I usually got nothing going on, so, and I know you're off Tuesdays.
Well, I'm gonna go for this new route. This lady just retired.
Oh.
From this route that's really easy and flat and nobody else seems to want it, so I'm going to go for it. But it stayed off as Wednesday.
I'm off every other Wednesday. I remember my schedule rotates, so it doesn't matter for me. I'm off every other Wednesday. So we could record video game shit on your end or whatever every other Wednesday and do stuff like that. So I'm way in.
Okay, yeah. We'll see.
Think about it. Make a schedule. Let me know.
Okay, well, I guess that's the end. I don't know what Ryan's going to play next or what he's finished.
I'm going to guess he's finished Dead Space 3 times, probably finished Fire Emblem Engage already. I'm going to guess that he's playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
Okay. Yeah.
He's probably playing Grand Theft Auto 5, and he's probably also playing
Destiny 2,
that would be pretty great. Ryan's probably playing Deadly Premonition 2. That's what I think. That's what I think Ryan's playing right now.
Okay.
Deadly Premonition, that's where he's at. He's gonna come back and tell you how to min-max all your characters on Fire Emblem Engage.
I mean, he'd probably know more than I would. Okay. All well. Right. Thanks for being here. If you were here,
I thought I was. Maybe I wasn't. This is all a dream.
Well, we haven't hit record yet, so.
Oh fuck! You have to hit record. Shit.
Alexa, no.
Stop. Alexa, stop.
bye, everyone.
Au revoir.